Blog Talk Radio.
All engine running.
Taking my coat off, showing my tattoos, I'm such a show off, huh?
Yeah.
I feel the pain and then roll off, I got the whole city, they no, about to show off.
Just the part where you say, no, me right now. Tonight's show is talking issue-ish. Episode 3.21. It's the closeout show. We celebrate a successful season 3 of talking issue-ish tonight. So on tonight's issue's intro, we're going to go into Sam Fran, gay rights activist arrested over child porn. Then on to reality TV is getting out of freaking control. That's on issue's intro. Then into the entertainment section, we're going to go to Randy Jackson visits Michael's grave. Is R. Kelly sick? Bubba Sparks owes millions in taxes. Drake versus Chris Brown? Catch it in Vegas. Whip nightclub loses its license. And the Kardashians go on a death shopping spree? Wow, that's in the entertainment section of tonight's show, Talking This For This. Then on to Gas of the Trash, we got Chuck Norris, Anthony Davis, Neck from two porn stars. Wow, that's on tonight's show of Talking Ish With Ish. But we got so much more, but you gotta stay tuned. So what we're about to do right now is go to the host himself, Ish, and let him talk with Ish. And you know we got the co-host in the studio, DJ TJ, and I'll let you let him tell you how he wants you to call his name. So we're about to go live right now, Talking Ish With Ish, episode 3.20, the closeout show. We live.
Yes, we're back. Episode 3.21. it's your host. It's, I got the co-host with me. Introduce yourself.
They call me DJ TJ, but it don't matter what you call me. Just put the mist in front.
You already know.
Yes, sir. What we're about to do is, go into, on Ish's intro, Sam Fran, gay rights advocate, arrested over child porn. It goes on to say, San Francisco police have arrested veteran gay rights advocate Larry Brinken in connection with felony possession of child pornography. Brinken, 56, who worked for the San Francisco Human Rights Commission before his retirement in 2010, was taken into custody Friday night. He spent the night in jail before he was released on bail, according to a spokeswoman for the sheriff's department.
I mean, isn't this kind of like an oxymoron? I mean, you got caught with child pornography, but you're a gay activist. That's kind of weird. I mean, that's weird, man. That's weird.
He set them back. This is a huge setback for them fighting for their rights and trying to have equality amongst all humans. Stuff, because you can't have one of your biggest voices
out
here listening to gay, arrested for child pornography.
Yeah.
Like, he's sick.
Yeah, definitely.
X out the gay stuff.
Yeah.
He's just sick.
Point blank, period. I mean, that's crazy, man. I mean, here you are, you know, trying to do the right thing. I guess in your eyes, do the right thing, fight for rights or whatever. And then you got caught up in your own mess, child porn.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Tough luck.
I mean, hey.
But in his case, he might want
to. He might want
to
drop the song.
Hey, we'll just see what happens with it.
Hell, Nasty Nate, I said, hey.
Yeah, hey. And 66 is way too old to be going to jail. Prison. He's yeah, going to prison.
You learned nothing from Sandusky.
Especially from that charge.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, his time is about to be pure hell.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And other news on Ish's intro. This reality TV-ish is really getting out of control.
It really is.
There's a new reality TV show coming out. And it stars, it's called, the name of the show is Real Mistresses of Atlanta. It stars Malia's fine ass.
Okay, yeah.
And a gang of the strippers and some DL dude. What we're about to do real quick is play a portion of the trailer.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
I already know it is.
That's the heat, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm known for having a big ass and being a pain in the ass. And they told me Gemini's got two sides. Now, which one would you like to be? If you're being called daddy, you're doing the right thing.
I'm the best looking secret he's ever had.
Oh, wow.
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 That's a down low, dude.
Of course. Ain't no down low about that. Wide open.
But apparently, a lot of people in Atlanta are creeping with this thing.
Well, we know what people are saying. Anyway. And we ride on these things like every day. Big
beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. Hey. The party don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Dating married men is probably one of the easiest things to do because they don't expect anything from you.
She's a whore.
My name
Absolutely.
Is Sarah Oliver, and I am a model slash video vixen.
I'm in love with Sarah.
Sarah's fake all the way down, head to shoulder.
So I got shots from in my ass.
Oh.
Which is why I have Hello Kitty bandage everywhere.
That didn't look good.
No.
At all.
Who the fuck wants a black pussy? Wait, it's actually black on the outside and pink in the middle. Nobody wants that shit.
Hold up.
Wow.
Go there.
Wow.
Hold on. Did she just say that?
Yes.
She said that.
No, but take it back so people they
she
can really
that.
Hear exactly what she said.
Who the fuck wants a black pussy? Wait, it's actually black on the outside and pink in the middle. Nobody wants that shit.
Hold up.
Wow.
Hold up. She must be talking about, you know, the discoloration that, you know. I hope she's talking about the discoloration that happens around the vajayjay, because you know it's just some people have that. But
she said she who wants a black?
Yeah, and she called herself, and then she was like, "Yeah, it's all pink in the middle, and then it's all black on the outside." So, but
she's talking about black women.
Yes,
yeah,
she's a black girl.
She's saying she all glass for that.
I'm not gonna try to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Let it roll.
If the show gets picked up. I'm disappointed in America. I truly give up on TV.
Look, whoa there.
I've been a model slash video vixen for a few years because all
she
the
got
models
me right
love
now.
Me.
Is that still so?
The definition of a mistress is a woman who is in charge. She is the other woman, and I mean, she's the one that gets it done.
I didn't let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Let me tell you what to go home and do to your man. Let me tell you what he really like. So he won't call me anymore.
My name's Mary Jane. I'm originally from Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm that bitch that makes every other bitch mad and makes her want to be
spicy.
Me.
Spicy. I like that.
Ooh.
I like that.
Ooh. Wow.
Spicy.
A retired basketball player? I don't know. I'm a fan of LeBron.
Shaq.
I don't know anything about that guy. get money, you look pretty.
That was an innuendo, saying
that's right,
LeBron.
She knows how to play both sides, and she's understanding, she's caring at the same time, and you can have fun. That's what a mistress is. If I was ever approached by a wife, I would most likely, it's no argument, it's no fight, it's nothing like that. I would understand her frustration. I would sympathize with her dearly. But it's all about, you know, basically getting her to understand that if it's anything you need from me, you need to know what I'm doing that has your man coming to me.
That's right.
I've been rapping for probably
keep
about
it real.
6 years. Keep rapping. I mean, let's see. This nigga dropped a beamer, 740 fever. I'm the baddest bitch, I make his ass a believer.
Nah, she doesn't rap.
I'm a southern ballerina. Shining white diamonds, straight out the jewelry cleaner. Put my poker face on, cause girlfriend, I ain't bluffing. Y'all hoes be bucking, but ain't working with nothing.
That was the worst. Oh, Lord, though.
Malaya on fire. She's on fire.
I'm from California, but I live in Houston right now, and I am an exotic dancer / model.
You're a stripper.
I have dated a couple of famous people.
Just
one
a couple.
Being Drake, another being Sean Kingston. Just two
oh, she
that
dated him?
Knows about.
Yeah, she says that Sean never hit.
Yeah, so she ain't dated.
Yeah.
When I first heard my name in Drake's song, I was very flattered because I hadn't even met him.
Someone tell a liar, I'm on fire, she's your work tonight.
Oh. My definition of a mistress
so straight
is someone that...
At that time, he had not met her.
Yeah.
But then he,
him.
Yeah, we get... Oh, Lord, though. Okay.
And now, oh, Lord.
The game.
Yeah.
I lost everything. House, cars,
and
I'm just
left.
Wow.
She's on
okay,
fire.
Put this show on.
She's on fire.
I changed my mind. The show must go on.
But you know, I figured it out, man. I know why they want to bring this show, because you know they're mistresses. So they're going to bring dirt on, you know, whoever they're cheating
but
with.
Isn't,
you know
it,
so
isn't it no longer
that brings rating?
Are they no longer mistresses when they put the show out? It's gonna be on blast.
But
yeah,
so, I mean, yeah, but it's for the show's sake. I mean, they got to call it something. So I can understand why they want to bring it on the air.
Man, if I'm any athlete and I've done any creeping, I'm paying to keep the show off air.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not trying to have you put me on Front Street with this bull.
And that's just, I mean, Hollywood, that's another way of getting into them guys' pockets. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy, man. It's deep.
Manly.
It's crazy.
All right, yeah, they don't went too far with this.
Yeah.
Pity. What we're going to do is take a real quick commercial break, mm-hmm. and then we're going to come back and get into the entertainment portion of the show.
That's right.
And we're about to have some fun.
That's right.
Yep.
been on to R. Kelly? Is he sick? We'll find out in about 2 shakes of a rattlesnake. Show and Randy Jackson visits Michael Jackson's grave. An emotional Randy Jackson commemorated the 3-year anniversary of the death of his younger brother Michael Jackson by visiting Forest Lawn Cemetery in Los Angeles on Monday. I cannot believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah, it went by quick.
3 years. Has been gone.
For real?
Yeah.
You
it's
lying.
It's been three.
You lying. It ain't been 3 years since Martin Luther King.
Yes.
2009.
Yes.
June 25th, 2009. Michael passed.
I'm questioning, you know, the sincerity of his grief. You know what I mean? I don't know. Is that real? Do you think that's real grief?
It is his brother.
I mean, that's his brother, but I mean, not to go too deep in it, but he had a part in that.
The only question I have is, why was there a lookalike at the grave site?
That's a great question.
A lookalike to who, Michael? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us, it's Hollywood, man. That's why it's hard for me to believe. I mean, all this grieving. Like, I mean, I know Janet probably grieved because they were close. Him and LaToya were close, but them brothers, they didn't have a good relationship. They didn't have the best relationship.
Yeah. Now, what also happened was Michael Jackson fans raised roughly $30,000 to decorate Jackson's tomb with 10,000 roses to honor the fallen pop star.
That's just the
decoration. $3 a rose?
And Rodney King couldn't get nothing.
Yeah.
Rodney King couldn't get. You could get
those some beautiful roses though.
You can't even raise a dollar for Rodney.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
But you raised $30,000 just to decorate.
Wait. Hold on now. Just because Rodney's last name was King, Michael was the king.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But Rodney was a junkie. Rest in peace, Rodney. But Rodney was a junkie.
But yeah,
he got $3.8 million. Out of that settlement, and he was now he ain't got money to be buried.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, talking junk.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is.
LSD is a hell of a drug.
Yeah,
he's on all the above.
Yeah, any cat allegedly who dies in 2012 that has an S curl got to be on something tough.
All he did was trimming and faded. That's all. That's all. Trim and fade. The only thing that changed.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Rodney.
Yeah.
We supposed to be talking about Michael, man. What's up, man? We supposed to be talking about Mike.
I mean, R.I.P. King. Hey, you were the king. I don't know what else to say about Mike. Now, R. Kelly.
That's right.
Is it?
Is he?
Yeah, he had to cancel a concert and appearances.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah.
NBC Today Show.
R. Kelly's people tell us, meaning Ish 54. I mean, it's talking this with Ish. Hey, R. Kelly's people tell us initial indications are that he is suffering from complications from surgery he had last year to treat his abscess on his vocal cords.
That's serious.
Yeah.
That's kind of career threatening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
He still has a career left?
I mean, Kel still, his new album is... I mean, I heard a little bit of it. It's okay.
It's okay. It's just old.
It's old school.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more old school, grown folks music. Okay. You know what I mean? So, you know, Kells is still Kells. I believe he's still the Piper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, ain't nobody messing with Kells too tough.
If you can see it, then you can do it.
That's right.
I believe. Damn right. Kells, you'll be all right. Hell, you couldn't really sing like that anyway. Your music was just good. So he'll be straight.
I mean, Kells can hold a note, man.
Yeah, he can hold a note.
I mean,
he's a little better than Trey Songz.
Nah, he's a lot better than Trey Songz.
didn't him and Trey Songz have beef?
Yeah. They went through it for a hot little stint.
Because he said Trey ain't respect where he got his game from.
Yeah. And I can honestly say Trey got it from him.
Yeah, he kind of sound like him to an extent.
They had a shootout about that, right? It was, that R&B beef get out of control. It was a shootout.
Hey, shoot? R&B cats?
It was a shootout.
R&B cats are shooting now. Hey, they're the toughest cats in the music business.
Yeah.
Now, speaking, keeping focused on the music business. Bubba Sparks. Bet you that's a name you ain't heard in a while.
And two Blue Moons.
Well, apparently Bubba made more money than we thought he made. Bubba Sparks is in debt to the IRS.
Whoa.
30 G's.
Yeah. The Southern rapper Bubba Sparks owes to the state of Georgia, apparently. Don't tell the entire story. The rapper not only owes $30,000 to the state, but almost 10 times that amount to IRS.
So he in debt twice.
We're talking about $330,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much money did Bubba Sparks make?
He was probably around the $3 to $5 million range. They want that much. Yeah. He's around that range.
That's 20% of
I mean, Bubba he was hot for a minute. He was hot for a minute.
I just knew the one song.
I mean, he had a couple features out there. Bubba had his little stint.
Bubba was hot for a hot stint. I mean, he was hot in a time where they was actually selling records, so he was making money.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that.
Yeah, he's coming out of Houston, white boy with the gold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Selling rap.
Nah, he ain't from Houston.
He was coming out of Alabama, wasn't he?
Georgia.
I'm thinking
about Paul Wall. That's right. That's right.
Paul Wall. I think Paul money straight because he was making a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prior to it.
Yeah.
You just gonna put Paul Wall out there like that, huh?
Yeah. I'm surprised Bubba made that much money.
Yeah. Now you got it.
I'm thinking the whole time. I'm thinking
Paul Wall. You heard Bubba Sparks, Paul Wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not believe Bubba made that kind of money.
Bubba.
They've already started garnishing his wages.
Yeah, and apparently Bubba still might have some money because he hired a tax lawyer and a business accountant. Bubba, you should have hired them prior to your ass on the IRS and stuff.
A little too late.
Second late to the fight. You know what I mean?
Like they say, two people you got to pay before you spend any money. Child support.
And the IRS.
All day, every day. Two things you never want on your ass.
Because they will take you down.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Now, here's a funny story. Drake and Chris Brown were offered $1 million each. The story is, even though we all know the aftermath of the brawl at the WIP Club in NYC was a bloodbath, leaving many innocent clubgoers hospitalized with some serious injuries. The general public is still wondering who will win in a fair one-on-one fight between Drake and Chris Brown. Well, those thoughts could potentially become a reality as both artists have been offered $1 million from celebrity boxing founder Damon Feldman to square off a boxing match on August 25th at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
I'm on Team Breezy's side.
Breezy will whoop the shit out of Drake, right?
Yeah, 23 seconds flat.
Yeah.
Damn.
It'd be a first round knockout.
23 seconds flat.
Hey, I love Drizzy. I don't know. I was about to say maybe I'm underestimating him because he's an R&B cat. He's not hip-hop.
Hey.
But Breezy, diehard R&B. Drake raps.
Yeah. So that makes him a little bit.
So he a little soft. He's soft because he rap.
And I think his coordination wouldn't be all where it needed to be.
Yeah.
To get in the ring.
Yeah,
and Breezy
right.
just work circles around him, man. I mean, Breezy dance. Come on, your footwork is impeccable.
So
you know what I mean?
Your dance steps are immaculate.
Yeah. So would you take that? I mean, if you were one of the artists, would you take that?
Breezy would take it to put hands on.
Yeah, Breezy.
I know Breezy would take it.
I don't think Drake would
take it. For free. Breezy would do it for free.
It'll be a career. It'll damn near his career.
Yeah, Breezy would do it for free.
Yeah.
Breezy got anger problems. Breezy would beat the brakes off of him. But maybe we underestimating Drizzy.
We might be.
The quiet ones. You always got to worry about them, I guess.
We might be, but I still don't think his coordination be quite there. I mean,
He did, he spent a lot of time on TV in a wheelchair.
I mean, that says it all right there.
Yeah. The only person I know in a wheelchair that beat some ass was on due date. So, I Drizzy, you going to, don't do it.
Please don't do it.
No, do it. Yeah, please don't do it.
Please don't.
Hey, Drizzy, if you know like I know, please don't do it.
Please don't do it.
You're going to get your ass whooped on live TV, man. I need you to save face. Just keep your bodyguards around you, man. But Breezy, when you look at that videotape, when Breezy walked out and yanked his shirt off, talking about where that FN at?
Yeah. That was that Virginia coming out of.
Yeah, that's the other part.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Breezy, Breezy from Virginia. Drake from Toronto.
He's not quite built from the same cloth.
No.
As Breezy, so I.
Hey, yeah, Breezy was brought up rough.
Yeah, he rough.
Hey. Yeah. What the producer doing over there? Painting?
I don't know what he's doing, man.
Hey, he's something else, though. He's something else.
Yeah. That definitely is.
Okay. We can't do that. What we got to do, we got to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And we're going into finish up entertainment with the Kardashians.
Stupid.
Their shopping trip.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
special shout out to all our listeners and supporters. We see y'all. New York. Tampa. Orlando. Brandon, Atlanta. Lakeland, Miami. Southgate, Tallahassee, Van Nuys, Boston, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, Washington, North Metro, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, Goldenrod, Riverview, the Note Assassin, Bloomington, Luce, Maruco, Windermere, Jacksonville,
that's right, it's DJ TJ here, it don't matter what you call me, just put the mist in front. Shout out to Perp Info for giving me my daily doses of entertainment news, sporting news, politics, current events, etc. Keep doing your thing. Shout out to Talking Ish with Ish, because you know we always talking Ish. Keep doing your thing, Perp Info. Yeah.
This your host Ish from Talking Ish with Ish. I want to thank all the viewers for tuning in. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. If you too want to call in, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, it's 646-478-3372. You can also log on to perpinfo.com and you can watch us live stream. You can also leave messages and comments there on the page. It's your boy.
Kim and company hit up famous cemetery in Hollywood yesterday to purchase space for their dead bodies. Sources close to the Kardashian clan tell us Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Rob, Bruce, and Chris all stopped by the Hollywood Forever cemetery to buy a family plot. We're told they haven't picked out the exact place yet, but scoped out. Hold on. Wait. Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Is that T. Flanagan
made it to Hollywood in time and is going to give us this segment and explain it. Go ahead, T. Flanagan. Go ahead.
I told you, baby. That's how I do it. No, they don't call me T Flanagan for nothing. What I told you in the strip club, girl. Yeah, I told you I didn't care if you was fat. You need to come through now. Shit, I'll put you on some of these.
Hey, T Flanagan, man. We on the air, man. What are you doing?
Bitch, I'll call you back.
Wow.
We're live. What's going on, Ish? It's your man, T Flanagan. I'm coming live to you from Hollywood Forever, out here in California, where apparently the Kardashians have been on some creepy shopping spree. It says here that they're purchasing space for their dead bodies. Not just one, because this is exclusive. You know how Hollywood does it. You can tell from my surroundings that it is upscale. So that would include Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Rob, Bruce, and Chris. A source tells me that Kanye is, he doesn't care about getting a death plot. As a matter of fact, what I'm getting ready to do is go in here myself and window shop. I'm going to check it out, see what it's got.
Wow.
I don't suggest that any of you do this unless you're crazy. We're going to get back to you guys in the studio, man. I'm out of here. I'm signing off. It's your man, T. Flanagan. Keep your head to the sky and out of your ass. Go get me a death plot.
Hold on.
Are we done? We're good? We're good?
Good, man.
Fuck this shit, man. I gotta call this bitch back.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get a better budget.
Yeah, baby girl.
Man, we gotta cut him off there, man. He don't recognize
again. Wait, hold on. What is he doing?
I still got this shining, girl. I can show you all these trophies, girl. I can show you all these trophies.
Wow.
Now, you know I'm an award-winning journalist, you know. They need me on the show.
Is he serious?
Oh, he's very serious.
Yeah.
He's so sincere.
Man, damn. This damn T. Flanagan. I mean, I love him because he's on the spot everywhere. He's always there for the exclusives.
You got to respect him.
But damn. And he got awards? Who the hell going to give him awards?
I didn't even know T. Flanagan had an award.
T. Flanagan, man.
I'd be damned, Pete Flanagan.
We definitely got to get a bigger budget, man.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell to talk about now. Do I keep with this plot bind or what? Pete Flanagan, man. This is the best we can do. This is our budget.
All I want to know is what the T stand for.
Huh?
When I see T Flanagan, I'm going to ask him, what does the T stand
for? In Charles Barkley's words.
Terrible.
Hey, but big ups, hey, because he's all we can afford right now.
Yeah, he got us exclusive.
He was live on the scene.
He tracked
Hollywood
forever.
Damn, T. Flanagan, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Woo, we got to get a better budget.
That's right.
But, I mean, did they all have to go by do it together? Is that like some great bonding experience?
I mean, it was, I guess they wanted to live as a family and die as a family. So, I mean, they were getting it for their children and their children's children. And
are they that type of celebrity to even, like, that Hollywood Forever Cemetery should be exclusively for real celebrities? Like,
I mean,
damn.
Hey,
it's really?
All about your bank account now.
If they get allowed, if they're allowed to get buried in there, then they need.
I'm finna get me a plot.
Yeah. Shit. Damn.
The 24/7.
That's
my family.
I mean, you planning on leaving the earth soon? I mean, why are you shopping for, you know?
Well, Bruce looked half dead any damn way.
Why
wasn't
Bruce
Kanye
used to run marathons, man? Bruce in good shape.
Why wasn't Kanye there? We might have to get
he
want
no
to get on
that.
Kanye and see if we can get him. Done.
Kanye didn't want any parts of that, man. He's a smart man.
Yeah, damn fool. I
He's
mean,
a
she's
smart
fine.
Man.
But yeah, damn fool. Yeah, Ye got his. So the crack team says that Ye already has his where he's going to be buried at. Somewhere in the shop.
Yeah, it has to be in the shop.
Yeah. Up under Chicago Bulls. Arena.
Wow. Up under the arena, huh?
Yeah. Right up under Jordan statue.
Oh, man.
Ye's just that huge.
I don't know if that's huge. Right up under the statue?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, that okay. All right, yay. You got it, yay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with the gas or the trash it portion of the show. Holla.
Yeah, this is your boy, at JWig247, and this message is brought to you by DSFX ENT, the one-stop shop for all your entertainment marketing needs. Make sure you check out perpinfo.com for your latest hip-hop entertainment news. We also got an underground section, Breezy Says, and you know what she says goes, for all you underground heads. So make sure you get with Breezy to get your information out here to the people. We got fashion, politics, all that, man. But if you see something you don't like on perpinfo.com, hit up the editor at The Real Will Ray. Woo, that was a tongue twister. But hit him up. If we don't got it on there, we will get it. Also, make sure you listen to WPRP, Urban Entertainment Radio and TV. We got the main show, Talking Ish with Ish, weekdays at 9 p.m. with at Ish5014 and the co-host, DJ TJ, at My Game Is Nice, NYCE23. Make sure you hit them boys up, man. They always got something funny for you to listen to. Hit them up, 646-478-3372. And don't be surprised if you see Talking Ish with Ish in the corner near you. And remember, we got the new format kicking off 7-Eleven 24/7 Radio. Stay tuned for more information. For sponsorship opportunities, hit us up 813-444-DSFX. That's 813-444-3739. Or shoot us an email at ads@dsfxent.com. That's ads@dsfxent.com. We got all your entertainment and marketing needs, website design, search engine optimization, business consulting, marketing plan, business plan, anything you need, man. Just hit us up. DSFX. Yeah. Perpinfo.com. Hit up the editor at The Real Will Ray. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. But hit him up. If we don't got it on there, we will get it. Also, make sure you listen to WPRP, Urban Entertainment Radio and TV. We got the main show, Talking Ish with Ish, weekdays, 9 p.m. with at Ish514 and the co-host, DJ TJ, at My Game Is Nice, NYCE23. Make sure you hit them boys up, man. They always got something funny for you to listen to. Hit them up, 646-478-3372. And don't be surprised if you see Talking Ish with Ish in the club near you. And remember, we got the new format kicking off 7-Eleven 24/7 Radio. Stay tuned for more information. For sponsorship opportunities, hit us up, 813-444-DSFX. That's 813-444-3739. Or shoot us an email
at ads@dsfxent.com. That's ads@dsfxent.com. We got all your entertainment and marketing needs. Website design, search engine optimization, business consulting, marketing plans, business plans. Anything you need, man, just hit us up. DSFXENT. Yeah.
Yep, we're back. You already know what time it is. It's DJ TJ in the building. What we're about to jump into right now is the gas hit or trash it portion of the show. Chuck Norris says no gays in Boy Scouts. Chuck Norris believes gay people have no place in the Boy Scouts of America and claims plans to overturn the century-old policy to ban them is simply un-American.
I mean...
And he's going against Obama on this.
Chuck, you're between a rock and a hard place, Chuck.
Whoa. Be careful how you address Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris does some amazing things now.
Man,
you just can't be up here. Chuck Norris said...
Would you sit down in Chuck Norris's face?
Man, I would say that in Chuck Norris' face, man.
Let me give you some facts about Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Bowflex.
Yeah, give some facts.
Giraffes don't exist until Chuck Norris uppercuts a horse. That's a fact.
Woo! Hold on, say that one more time.
Giraffes don't exist. Ain't no such thing as a giraffe until Chuck Norris uppercuts a horse. That's a fact. That's the Chuck Norris fact right there.
So wait, what is it? What is he, the most interesting man in the world?
Hold on, keep going.
Let me give you another.
Because DJ TJ does not have a clue who the hell he's talking about.
I know Chuck, but man, Chuck old, man.
When Chuck Norris plays baseball, he doesn't hit the ball with a bat. He roundhouse kicks it. That's a fact, bro.
Yeah, it's Chuck.
I looked it up on the internet. That's a fact.
Just tell him some more about Chuck.
Chuck Norris can drive a car without gas or an engine.
Ooh.
That's a fact.
You just can't jump out here selling out on Chuck like this.
Wow. What do you want? What do you want? A hand?
Man, the man is so right. Chuck Norris can dry clothes underwater.
That says it
all. That is a fact, brother.
Hey,
I looked it
Chuck
up.
Chuck Norris.
Well, hey,
Google it.
I'm sold.
Hey, listen. That's the last fact I'm going to give you on Chuck Norris. And I looked this up. This is a fact. I've seen it on YouTube. If everything is bigger in Texas, then Chuck Norris won't fit.
Chuck, I'm sorry, Chuck. I apologize to you, Chuck.
Chuck got me going against Obama right now. If Chuck says this.
No gays in the Boy Scouts.
I'm
with Chuck.
But hold up. About the Boy Scout thing. You got this gay rights advocate that gets arrested for felony child pornography possession. Maybe they think Boy Scouts really means like boys. Because, you know, maybe the word is throwing them off. So maybe they should start a gay Boy Scouts.
It's something to look into.
I'll tell you one thing, and I just looked this up. I'm not messing with this guy, Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
This is the last fact I looked up on. This is the last one I looked up on him. It says, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, Yes, these are some of Chuck Norris's warm-up exercises. I'm done with him. Hey, whatever he says
look,
goes.
Look, I'm going to tell you one fact, and this is a true fact, that how I know when Chuck says no gays in Boy Scouts, I was like, okay, no gays in Boy Scouts. Chuck Norris, what did they say? Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down. This is Chuck Norris, man.
I'm sold, Chuck.
You can't just... When Chuck say no gays in Boy Scout,
no gays in
Boy Scout.
There's no place for him.
Chuck said it.
Chuck said it, and that settles.
Hell yeah. Hey.
Any man who can dry their clothes underwater.
Did you? Shit.
Hey.
What?
Hey, that's the one that sold me. That's the one
dry
that sold
his clothes
me.
Underwater. Huh? Hold on. Give me one more instance.
I need a couple
fact.
More.
Yeah,
I need a couple more, buddy.
I think I got a couple more. Okay, yeah. This is one interesting fact. Chuck Norris has been the center of the universe on foot. Whoa. Chuck Norris can think backwards. You can't.
Damn.
Wow.
Chuck. All right, Chuck. Texas Rangers.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Now, and I used to watch Texas Rangers.
They say, I could not believe Chuck Norris is 72 years old. Still,
wow.
Still gangster like
still
this.
Still kicking, huh?
Yeah.
He's still kicking, huh?
Yeah, and the website that put this up, they said, we only submit these facts so he doesn't kill us. I mean, I'm done with it.
Chuck, man.
Chuck,
we're talking
man.
About Chuck.
Hey, next to the Dos Equis, man. Chuck, man, you about the second most interesting man.
Hold on. I'm going to give you one more shot at this.
Hey, now. Chuck does listen. He listens to everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hey, that is DJ TJ talking about the most interesting man in the world, Chuck. It has nothing to do with talking this with this.
Hey.
Say the beer again.
The beer?
Dos Equis.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
No.
What is it called then?
Dos Equis.
Who?
Dos Equis.
Man, what beer are you talking about? You talking about the one with the double X on it?
Yeah.
The most interesting man in the world commercial?
Yeah.
And it's what?
Dos Equis.
Hey, producer.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something we ain't never done in a while. You want to cue me up?
Hold on. Play the commercial.
You want to cue
I
me up?
I drank those sockets.
Hold on, man. It's going to take a minute.
Nah, really, it's Dos Equis, man. For real.
Dos Equis.
For real.
I don't know.
Equis.
Hold on.
Equis.
You want to hear the commercial?
Equis.
Yeah. Stay thirsty, my friend. I drank Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Wow. Don't ever say that on the mic again, man. For real. I choose to drink Dos Equis. The most interesting man in the world. I don't care when
can
you,
he beat Chuck?
I don't know. He made monks talk. When you hey, can Chuck make the monks talk? Laugh.
Chuck can kick their ass.
But they ain't talking though. They still they don't have to talk. Man, the most interesting man in the world got him to talk. He keep kidding with him. With the monks, man. Come on, man.
Overhand.
When mosquitoes refuse to bite you out of respect, come on, man.
I don't always drink beer. But when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
He said Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
No, that's not what you said.
That's what I said.
You said Equis.
That's what it is.
No, it's Dos Equis.
Accent.
No, but that's what he's calling the beer is what I said. Right or wrong?
Right.
Wrong.
Right. So wrong. Cue the music.
He said, you said Dos Equis.
No, Dos Equis.
Oh, say that. No,
you said,
that.
Wait, what were
I
you
said?
Saying?
Dos Equis. That's what I said. Dos Equis. That's what it is.
Dos Equis.
That's what it is.
No, Dos Equis.
That's what it is. I'm just kind of running it together.
You're using the country slang.
No, he used his little whatever he wherever he's from. He put his little accent on it, and it just sounded different.
I'm sorry, Ish.
Yes,
but X in Spanish is equis.
It's equis. I'm telling you what this man is saying. You gonna go against me and the commercial?
Are you going against the commercial? Never, I will never go against the most interesting man in the world.
Hold on. Okay, not. Okay. Play the commercial one more
not.
Time.
Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friend. That's what it sounds like to me.
Dos Equis.
Now you're saying what I was saying.
I was saying that from the beginning.
No. Yeah, but I'm telling you what the guy is saying.
Yeah, he's saying Dos Equis, but it sounds like he's saying something else, but he's saying
Dos Equis.
I'm saying it like
accent.
He says it.
He says
so if he's getting paid to do these commercials for this brand, damn how y'all want to say it, I got to say it like he's saying.
But you weren't saying it the way he was saying it.
People's overhand. He is the most interesting man in the world. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Stay thirsty.
You just said it with an accent. Dos Equis.
I said it like he said.
Dos Equis. Nah, you said Dos.
But
I don't even know what you said.
Isn't it a foreign beer? So it's not going to be pronounced in English. Dos Equis.
That is a great point.
I got you cued.
That is a great point. But no, you me, I throw the mic at your forehead. Boom!
First time in history, ladies and gentlemen.
At J. Wig goes down. Because I'm saying it like him.
I just want to play the music. I haven't heard the music in a long time.
Go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it.
How about I go there with you, man? We're both going to penalty box there.
I'm out the penalty box. What we're about to do is take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
And we're going to finish up Gas at a Trash It.
Yep.
And get into the relationship portion of the show, which
yep.
is going to be hilarious.
Yes, sir.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
What up?
It's still your host. We're going to do a quick impromptu portion of the show.
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Rod Lee, founder and owner of Up Clothing, and one of the co-founders of H. Brook, motherfucker, and this motherfucker.
Oh, I know I'm hold not. Hold on. Wait. Way too many MLs.
That was your limit.
Yeah. You maxed it out. Like you could have,
right,
if you
right
would have separated them.
No more curses.
But I won't.
Nobody
because
would've.
I can't. No more. I know. I had to get my coop.
I got no. I don't care about cursing. It's just the curse word you choose. You pick some of the filthiest ones.
You gotta use the raunchiest. You gotta use
the raunchiest one. He uses the raunchiest one. Okay, this is a discussion we were just having during commercial break. We were discussing fast food. And Rod worked at Panera Bread.
Yeah.
The producer says Panera Bread is not a fast food restaurant.
It's not fast food because it takes about 15 minutes.
Nah, it does not take
15
minutes. If your order is over 15 minutes, you should complain to everybody.
Yeah.
Just act the nigga. And am I like, wait, I know
wait,
act,
wow.
Like, I mean, you maxed it all out. Like, if
no
you,
more N words, no more cussing.
Right, no more
you.
ML. Yeah, you just,
you.
No cussing for you. Because your curse words are just.
Act the fool. Act the fool if your order takes more than 15 minutes.
Let me ask you this, J. Wick.
Yes.
What do you consider a fast food restaurant? What makes a fast food restaurant a fast food restaurant?
Well, you pull up to the drive-thru, you order a number 1 through 10. They ain't got no number 1 through 10. And,
come on, man.
And then when you get, it take less than 2 minutes to get you, less than 30 seconds, less than a minute, I'm sorry, to get your order out. That's fast food.
So if McDonald's took away all their numbers.
Fast food is unhealthy food.
Gourmet burgers now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying fast food is unhealthy food.
Okay. Now, here's why I say Panera Bread is fast food. Panera Bread is fast food because if based on what you're explaining, with the exception of a few of them, all Subways is fine dining. That's fine dining.
It is.
At a Subway.
What?
Now, there's no way in hell you're getting a sub in less than a minute.
It's good, healthy food.
Come on. Subway healthy?
Subway is not fast food?
Subway healthy?
No, it's not fast food.
Oh, then Panera can't be fast food.
That's what
it's Subway.
And that's what you're saying.
Can we take a poll? Subway is not fast food anymore? That's what the commercial tells you is
minutes.
Fast food.
Subway has a drive-thru.
They do, but...
And they have numbers.
It still take you 10, 12 minutes.
So, I mean, I need y'all to make a decision.
It wasn't fast food until they started having it.
And what makes it not a fast food
Panera,
restaurant?
Panera Bread is a what they call like a deli. It's a sandwich deli. It's a smoker's board.
I
get that. It's a fast food restaurant.
It's a bakery, but it's a fast food bakery. No. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to bring somebody in that never gets on the microphone.
He's also a cook.
Yes, he knows restaurant business.
He might be
OG,
the best cook.
OG.
In the Western Hemisphere.
OG grip, Mike.
Yes.
Like I said, do they cook burgers to temp?
No.
If I can't get a mid-rev burger,
that's a fast food joint.
Point blank, simple.
Booyah. No one cares what Google says. internet lies to people all the
brand
time.
Is a bakery cafe? Exactly. Yeah, it's not.
So
it's, not
so
a
it's
fast
Dunkin'
food
Donuts.
Restaurant.
But it's,
yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
So it's Dunkin'
Donuts.
Donut,
but that's a
but
fast,
it's a fast
food.
Dunkin' Donuts ain't fast food.
Oh my God.
What?
Donuts not fast
you
food.
You go through a drive-thru.
They have a drive-thru and they have numbers.
Yeah.
But it's donuts. It ain't like
You can get other than donuts.
So donuts ain't food no more.
No. Nope.
You can get food other than just donuts.
If you're at the top of the pyramid, of the food pyramid, you're not considered food anymore. Donuts is not food.
So
they also got breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, you can get those chicken pitas or whatever they are. Dunkin' Donuts has food in it other than just donuts.
That's,
yeah, because it's fast food.
Fast food.
Fast food will be well done. If you can't tell somebody you want your...
If you got an oven timer...
Dunkin' Donuts is a
coffee shop. Yeah, that's fast food.
You fast food.
Huh?
Dunkin' Donuts is a coffee shop.
If you're not literally... Starbucks...
Is a coffee shop.
Is a coffee shop.
Yeah. That's their main gig is coffee.
But it's fast.
But it's not food. It's
no,
coffee.
But Starbucks also
it's
serves
fast,
breakfast.
It's not fast food. It's fast drink. That, if you want to label it, it's fast drink.
They do. And so does Panera. Has, like, pastries. They do have their own bakery. Yeah, they got sandwiches.
Yeah.
And they got soup. So they have a whole entree that you can order, and you can order a whole entree from...
But the thing is, you're getting it quicker than any... Like, if you want to put Panera as a restaurant and a fast food restaurant, you're getting it faster than any restaurant you could ever place an order in. So it has to be fast food.
Have you ever waited at Panera?
Not long.
Is there hostesses at Panera?
No.
So no one sees
you're
you.
Getting a tray with your stuff on it.
And you got to go get your own food.
Yeah.
So it's fast food.
Let me get this straight, guys. DJ TJ here. Y'all classifying fast food restaurant.
Exactly fast food.
Is that determining how fast you get your food?
No, because most restaurants, if it's a restaurant, you have a waiter.
Yeah.
You have somebody who's coming to serve you. You're not getting up to do anything. But leave. You come in, take a seat. But
Panera
and Dunkin' Donuts have that.
Okay, what about Zaxby's?
Panera and
Dunkin'
Donuts have
waiters. You consider Zaxby's a fast food restaurant, right? And, okay, Zaxby's, you do the same thing you do at Panera, except they serve chicken.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
The same stuff.
Here we go. A fast food restaurant, also known as a quick serve restaurant or QSR within the industry itself, is a specific type of restaurant characterized by its fast food cuisine and by minimal table service. Food served in fast food restaurants typically cater
to
Food served in fast food restaurants typically caters to a meat sweet diet and is offered from a limited menu. It's cooked in bulk. It's cooked in bulk in advance and kept hot. It's finished and packaged to order and is usually available ready to take away, though seating may be provided.
Panera.
That's Panera bread.
Panera bread does not have nothing ready for you.
Yes, they do. They make all of it in the morning.
Yeah.
Minimal.
That's fast food. No, McDonald's has zero table service. Burger King, zero table service. All of them have.
Yeah, they
do.
They make your food to order though.
No,
like
they don't.
When you place
no,
the order, they
no,
make it behind.
I'm telling
the
you, I work there. They don't.
They
make this in like prior when it's closed, and people coming there in the morning. They make all this stuff in the morning.
But they don't make
in
sandwiches.
Bulk.
They don't make
in
sandwiches.
Bulk.
In bulk.
They make sandwiches in bulk.
Yeah. The only thing you getting added on fresh
is smoked turkey
or the egg white.
The only
whatever.
Thing they do to it is they put it in the oven. That's it. When you go to order a smoked turkey at Panera Bread, only thing they do is they take it from off of plastic and they put it in the oven and they heat it. That is it. And they put it on the timer.
It's pre-cooked.
But that's not pre-cooked. That's pre-set up. That's pre-set up for the...
That's pre-cooked. That is... This N-word said it's pre-set up.
Now we're just saying wording. You just
it
having a word.
Though,
it,
like,
it's still classified... To me, it's still classified as cooked. as a fast food restaurant.
it's not
the
even fast.
It doesn't matter. If you gonna paint a duck,
you
black.
Get your meal in less
Wait,
than a minute.
So y'all saying that Zaxby's is a restaurant?
Zaxby's says, that's what Zaxby's tells you on their sign and the drop. They tell you that.
Well, both of y'all are confusing me now.
Because
one of y'all are calling Zaxby's a restaurant. One of y'all
Zaxby's
aren't.
Tell you this is not fast food on their drive-thru, on the sign.
This is not fast food.
They tell you that.
Okay, but
because you're going to wait because they're cooking your order to order. They not. They don't have a
it's
whole
not,
bunch of chicken wings,
about
a whole
it's
bunch
about
of nuggets,
how you
like, stored up.
Yourself to people, and I'm going to raise my prices because we're going to say we're not a restaurant. I mean, we're not a
yeah.
fast food restaurant. I'm going to raise my prices now.
What about
that's
what's
why,
McCullough?
That's,
what,
why,
what's
that's exactly why Panera Bread is
that,
high.
That is joint. An economic business type thing from great by a CEO.
What is the joint up in Plant City right by Maxby's?
Sonic's.
Fast is
food.
Sonic's fast food?
Yeah, fast
you
food.
Will get your food faster at Panera Bread.
But see, it's fast food, but they also cater to the old style that want to drive up
man.
In their car and sit and eat. That's what they show you on the commercial.
They
fast food, but they cater to people that want to not just drive and come through the drive through and then drive off. They cater to people that
want
to come through the drive through.
Fast food
it's fast food.
But you get food faster out of Panera than you do at Sonic.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
What?
Man. No, Panera is about 10 minutes.
French fries
no.
and chicken.
Because it's the ordering process.
French fries
and then they
chicken.
Give you the little thing.
You can create an order
and
at McDonald's that would take you
so,
10
so
minutes.
So does McDonald's give you a thing to tell you when your order is ready?
McDonald's is a lean cuisine.
That's a restaurant. They got the same thing Red Lobster got in there. The little box where they give you and vibrate when your order ready. Or you can sit down
it
and
is.
It vibrates and tells
microwave.
You that your order's ready. Come on
down,
Rod.
He's trying to sway me with that one.
Red Lobster microwaves they food.
It's
bought
in
microwave.
They put it
boat.
On. They put
it's
it on a conveyor
boat.
Belt. That's why your plate hot when
it's
you get
bought
it.
It's boat.
That's true.
And they microwave their food. The only thing that is considered them a restaurant is they fresh meat. Like, they have that fresh, that shrimp, fish, all that stuff. And they cook it.
30 seconds.
They cook.
So, what are we, are y'all swayed?
No, there is no,
not
there is no higher
Panera
cook.
Panera is not fancy.
There is no higher cook than Panera.
Rob Malik, boo, you
if,
still gonna say it's
if
not
you
a restaurant?
If you
a
16,
fast food restaurant?
If you 16,
who?
What go to Panera and get a job. They don't care. You can't. It doesn't matter if you can't cook. They're not cooking there.
Now let me ask you this: is it button pushing or are you actually flipping and really throwing down in the back?
No, is the soups are in the back. We come like and we pre-made.
That's fast food.
The
That's
only,
fast food.
I can only like the only good thing about it is they are made from Panera. Like Panera actually has a separate company outside that makes all their stuff and sends it to their people.
So it is really organic. It's just like prepackaged
yeah.
and it's fast food.
It's fast.
I'm saying fast food.
I have to go with my mind state.
I'm gonna go with what the CEO of the corporation says. They are a bakery deli.
What does that even mean?
That a bakery
what
deli.
What does that even mean?
What is a bakery deli? All
right.
Are you serious? It's still fast food. If you get it fast, it's fast food.
Okay, in terminology.
So,
was,
and that's exactly what I'm saying. The fast food industry standard is probably like 30 seconds to a minute.
No.
When you work in a fast
no.
food, listen, no,
yeah,
no, no,
no.
This what makes it, yes. It's what if you work in a fast food restaurant?
Yeah.
There's a timer on.
Right. When you serving in the drive-through, when the drive-through places that order, and boom, know what I'm saying? You work in the you the first door. You work. You just taking the order, taking the money. Boom. Know what I'm saying? Once you take that money, it's a timer. Once the person serves you the thing, they press a button that says serve.
Same with Panera.
Panera don't do that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. When you go to the front and make that order, that stuff is sent to the people who actually prepare the sandwiches.
Denny's is a restaurant.
Denny's is a restaurant.
Yeah, that's not
Denny's
fast
food.
You get
that's
it.
Not fast food.
You
they have
it.
Cooked. You have
yeah,
to,
you
have
real
cooked.
You have a you real cook.
You have to be a cook.
Licensed
working
cook.
At Denny's. You have to be a cook.
You was a licensed cook at Denny's. You can get your license to be a cook at Denny's.
So you got to say it's fast food.
You got to take some culinary classes at
that.
Denny's.
It's fast food because it's not coming fast. Fast food. If we can get our crack research team to find out what is the industry standard for fast food as far as time. Panera Bread is nowhere
Panera
in the picture.
Panera has a timer on their
They
food.
Nowhere in the picture because if I go and order, if I
That's
go and order, if I go and order a soup on from Panera Bread, it's going to take me the same amount of time if I order a pick two or pick three, whatever
no,
it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you, it's not. Because all they're going
to
do
still
is
gonna
take
give
a soup
me a timer.
Put it in, no, they're going to give you a timer
okay,
because they're required to give you a timer.
They don't have
because
burgers.
Because they have to make the image
I can't
of
go
you
order,
that
let me get it.
And that's what is working.
Let me get a.
CEO of Panera is working.
I'm saying, what's their dollar menu?
Job.
They don't got no dollar menu.
They
ain't no fast food.
They do.
What you say? That's the determining fact.
Dollar menu. They got to have a dollar menu.
They got cookies for dollars.
Steak and Shake.
Man, that ain't no.
Steak and Shake.
I need a sandwich for a dollar.
It's Steak and Shake
fast
food.
Steak and Shake. No, that might be the one to tell you it's not. Steak and Shake is the one to tell you it's not fast food on the menu. I'll take that back.
I mean, I need you to pick a restaurant.
It's
now.
Not
that's
Zaxby's. It's Steak and Shake that has that sign.
And they actually cook their meat.
Yeah.
Right
then.
You
when you place your order, you get the meat slapped on there.
No, nobody cooks meat.
We wrapping this up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm right. Y'all wrong.
We agree
to disagree.
Yeah, we accomplished nothing. But what I did, I mean, I heard
food.
Everything, Panera Bread is literally
a
fast food restaurant.
It is
a fast food restaurant. We're going to take a quick commercial break and get into the rest of the show.
What are we talking about?
Thank you. boy Acting Wig 247, and this message is brought to you by DSFX ENT, the one-stop shop for all your entertainment marketing needs. Make sure you check out perpinfo.com for your latest hip-hop entertainment news. We also got an underground section, Breezy Says, and you know what she says goes, for all you underground heads. So make sure you get with Breezy to get your information out here to the people. We got fashion, politics, all that, man. But if you see something you don't like on perpinfo.com, hit up the editor at The Real Will Ray. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. But hit him up. If we don't got it on there, we will get it. Also, make sure you listen to WPRP, Urban Entertainment Radio and TV. We got the main show, Talking Ish with Ish, weekdays at 9 p.m. with at Ish5014. And the co-host, DJ TJ, at My Game Is Nice, NYCE23. Make sure you hit them boys up, man. They always got something funny for you to listen to. Hit them up, 646-478-3372. And don't be surprised if you see Talking Ish with Ish in the club near you. And remember, we got the new format kicking off, 7-Eleven, 24-7 Radio. Stay tuned for more information. For sponsorship opportunities, hit us up, 813-444-DSFX. That's 813-444-3739. Or shoot us an email at ads@dsfxent.com. That's ads@dsfxent.com. We got all your entertainment and marketing needs, website design, search engine optimization, business consulting, marketing plans, business plans, anything you need, man, just hit us up. DSFXENT. Yeah. Yeah, it's your boy Jay Wiz. Listening to Talking This with this.
Yep. All right. We're back. And we're about to finish up the gas and the trash it. Anthony Davis trademarks his eyebrows.
I'm gassing it. I mean, hey, he's a brand right now. So
yeah.
If they're going to pay him for, you know, his trademark eyebrows, unibrow, ride with it. I'm with it.
I mean, he is going to be the number one pick. Because I was, at first, I'm like, are you a fool? But I know what people are going to do.
Yeah.
Once he gets drafted number one tomorrow, they're going to have shirts with just the unibrow and stuff like that.
Everybody
so,
in the arena is going to show up with unibrows on their face.
Yeah, he will be the number one pick, guaranteed. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
So
I mean,
but, man, you need to ask them things go or something, though. What it was.
I mean, it's a trademark now, so I
well,
can't.
Well, he got money now, so hell, he can rock it like
they
that.
They all look thick. You know what I mean?
And they connect.
But if you cut it in the middle, it's going to grow
yeah,
more.
Yeah, go back, grow back thicker.
He look. Got to let it go, huh?
Yeah, he let it go naturally.
Yeah. He is a baller, though. He's legit.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
he what
think,
what
you think he's a baller like that?
Yeah, he is.
He's for real.
I'm not
four.
Sure if he's going to be a 4 or 3.
He's probably going to be a 4. He's going to be
a
4.
He a franchise changer, though?
Yes.
How tall is he?
He's 6'9", 6'10".
That ain't tall enough.
No, but his wingspan is like KD's.
And he blocks shots. Yeah. He was a guard.
Yeah, growing up, he grew up a point guard.
He was 6'2", and then he had a spurt where he got 6'9", 6'10". But he kept his guard skill.
Yeah.
So he can shoot. He has a nice little
He
cut.
Will be probably the – he may be the guy to get a quadruple-double
I
in
mean,
the NBA because he can block shots, rebound, pass, and score. He
yeah,
can
I
get
mean,
a quadruple-double.
If he develops a
legitimate,
post game, he'll be for real.
I think he's going to wind up being at the 3.
Because
he does have a shot. He can shoot.
Ah.
Huh?
He plays good.
He plays D. He's going to be, I guarantee you, next season, he'll be top three in blocks. He's going to beat your shit across on the backboard.
His upside is tremendous. So, I mean, there's no telling how good this guy can be.
Yeah.
So, he has all the skills.
Yeah, I guess him trademarking his eyebrows. Better him get his money for his eyebrows than letting everybody else.
How did he trademark a unibrow?
I mean, wow. Hey.
You got a hell of a lawyer.
Don't have your eyebrows looking like mine on a t-shirt.
When you can ball like that, hey, they trademark anything.
Now, this is what I wanted to ask DJ TJ about. Cher gets booty implant.
Wow.
You hitting? Or you quitting?
I'm going to quit. I'm just telling you that.
Hold on. Hold on. This is what she used to look like.
Yeah, I'm quitting that off rep.
Man, that was one of used to be like watching porn back in the day.
That was one of the flattest booties I've ever seen.
But it was like watching porn, that video.
That's before you knew what you was watching, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So once you know what you're watching, that's trash right there.
Okay, scroll down just a tad bit. Man, getting it. I'm in on her old ass. I'm in all day. That can't be denied now. It's back there.
I'm in, but I'm
still
trash. It
is back there. They saying she got booty implants.
Yeah.
I'm trash, man.
Money well spent. She had like 60.
She look like she dead, man. She's so pale.
Yeah. I put a little color on her.
Yeah. Or in her.
Yeah. Hey. You heard?
No pun intended.
She's pushing 70, man.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's pushing 70.
I don't know how old she is.
We need to get our crack research team on
that. Yeah,
we'll
come back with our Cher is at the room.
That's not stopping me, boy. No matter how old she is.
Nah, that's not stopping me.
I see what I see.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm
but,
in.
66.
I'm in. Soul.
Okay. I mean, I'm trashing it.
You trashing it?
I'm trashing it.
So if she okay walking by right now, you ain't gonna.
Nah, man, I can't do it, man. She looks. It's not the age because I'm trashing it. Not the age. I'm just.
So you trashing the ass?
I trashed it before him, so I mean, I'm not sold on. I'm not sold on Cher.
Oh, yeah. So she was born May 20th. Yeah, she old, but I got the. I'm in.
She's too pale, man. That's,
okay,
that
so I'm gassing.
I'm trashing.
I'm Jay Wig.
I'm gassing.
Man, look here. It's official. We're gassing, Cher. I want it. I'm telling
you.
If she come around my way, I'm going to give her what she want.
Yeah, I know you will.
And she a freak.
You might not
be
the same.
If you believe in life after love.
One thing about it.
You might not be the same.
One thing about it. Keep messing around with an old woman, you're going to get worms.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Man, look here, man.
That's
what that's what you're going to do.
Worms,
huh?
That's nasty.
Hold on. Producer, can I get that Cher song?
Which one?
That. Leave in life after love.
Yeah, I like that song, though. I like that song.
Hey, man, you own it. If you see Cher, you going to cut it now.
I don't know.
Yeah, she got bread. Money alone.
No doubt.
Believe.
No doubt. Swagger Jagger.
I'm sold. I love him. I am officially
off the intro, huh?
It all depends on how.
Yeah.
Tell him, man.
Oh, I just remember how good this song was, huh? 66, huh?
If she touched me right, I might be.
So you gassing now, little bit?
I'm still not gassing.
If she clean this song to you, in.
But you know that's it. She is Cher. I mean, come on. But I'm trash.
And T-Pain wasn't the first one auto-tuning.
Yeah,
Cher did it way back when too.
That's right.
All right,
that's enough. Yeah. All right, that's enough. Shit.
Hold on, let me get the hook. Give me the hook. And slow down on that duet. I can feel it. So. Yeah. Yeah, I got a better body than people have her age.
Hey.
Woo.
You wasn't saying that before the implant.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Apparently, you can get some free neck for the Miami Heat winning the championship.
Hey,
literally free head from porn stars. Two porn stars will give you head. They lost a bet.
The head of BJ, what do we call
so is that anybody who applies?
Well, what you have to do is follow both of them on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Show up to this location.
At Angelina Castro.
And it's all good.
And you
get Sarah
J.
Triple X.
What do we call it?
Neck.
Yeah.
Becky.
Neck. You get neck.
Beach.
Okay.
Beach.
Wow. Shout out to the Miami Heat because that's
damn
heck of
the Heat. Shout out to Angelina and Sarah.
It's a heck of a perk.
Hey, I appreciate. They're making me a Heat fan. I'm following them now. I will be in Miami for this, and I will let y'all know how the BJ goes.
That's August 2nd, 2012, in Miami, location to be announced. All you need to do is follow at Angelina Castro X at Sarah J XXX.
Sarah J is a beast, too, man. I don't know if y'all are familiar with her or not. But she's a beast.
You put it out there. Huh?
You just put it
right out here. Huh?
But you have to be 21 or older with ID.
Hey, she is a porn star. She put herself out there like that.
You going to follow?
I've
already followed.
I don't have to look into
from
that.
Several
see?
Accounts.
I probably almost,
so oh, you're going to double back.
I got at least five in there.
You just going to keep walking back out. Huh? Walk out, walk back in.
So you times that times two, that's 10, right?
Yeah.
August 2nd will be booked for me.
We will not have a show August 2nd.
I'm going to see if I can hook up with T. Flanagan.
We will be in Miami.
T. Flanagan.
Perp Info. Sarah J. Angelina Castro.
WPRP.
Would you do it?
Is he dead? I mean,
you're right. I would do it.
Wait. What if they're filming?
What?
Yeah. Because nine times out of ten.
Say that, I was like, what? Now I have proof.
Put me in the industry.
Now I have proof.
I did it.
Shout
what
out.
You say? You going to give a thumbs up to the camera, huh?
Shout out Miami Heat. It's the only thing I would thank them for.
Okay, what if they said you had to wear a bronze jersey?
I'm out.
Well, you'll get that neck in the bronze and the number
I'm
six
out.
Jersey.
Something about that doesn't
you'll get
feel
that
right.
Neck in the number six jersey.
Something about that don't feel right.
Yeah. Hey, so once again, all you have to do to get this free dome is follow at Angelina Castro X and at Sarah J XXX.
Don't mix out on that neck, fellas. Get it while it lasts.
Hey, I got a strange
so what
feeling.
If she has a million followers? That's a lot of work.
It's probably up to a million now. Her jaw's going to be
is this
her
a hoax?
They are porn stars, so they have much practice.
I've already printed out my ticket, so I will be there. I'm in Miami August 2nd. Live.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What we're going to do right now is go into Future. He had a whole bunch of remixes. Future has a whole bunch of remixes to At the Same Damn Time. But the one he chose was the one with him, Diddy, and Ludacris. We need to hear a little bit of that. Yeah, we're going to play it. Because you got to hear it all, and we need to Are we gassing or trashing this?
I'm a trash it off rip.
See, sometimes in life, these motherfuckers take your kindness for weakness. So sometimes in life, just gotta blow their motherfucking face.
There's a video to this coming out. Oh, the remix video is coming out. They are filming it as we speak. I'm a Diddy fan. I respect Diddy, but I'm not a
those still the Diddy fans?
Hey, you know you can't do the remix.
They make those
me.
Diddy fans?
Apparently they do. For your money, my money ain't the same damn kind.
Diddy. That's what I'm trashing. I'm trashing the beginning. Like the first Diddy, with all the minutes Diddy was on there. Trash. Double
and
trash.
And
the same
future.
Damn time.
And his song. And it's his song.
I'm trashing Diddy and trashing Diddy at the same damn
time. Yeah. Diddy did not get it in, man. Diddy only got it. Hold on. Give Moon the mic. Recite that part one more time.
Diddy said, when you talking about a 550, you talking about that bend. When I'm talking 550, I'm talking about them ends. That's another thing.
At the same damn
fine. I did peep
that's
that
right.
line.
I mean,
peep that.
Came through
did,
on that. He got the money.
Then he said he can live your life and his at the same damn time.
Wow.
I'm gassing.
Did he say that?
So, hold on. Can we just, let's go back and just play Diddy Burst.
Just gotta blow that motherfucking thing. I mean, his money is long, so I mean,
he can already resort to the money. Your life and my life at the same damn time.
Just turn my mic up, man.
Hey, you know you can't do the remix without me. Don't nobody talk shit like me, bitch.
Check it out.
For your money, ain't the same damn kind. I can live your life in my life at the same damn time.
Ooh. I didn't recognize that.
Buy your house money. I got that. I could build a mall right by your house money. Hold on. That 550. You talking about that Benz, nigga? Say, I got that 550. I'm talking about them M's, nigga. Oh, I'm so
sad.
Bring them white sheep.
Man, look at
like me. Cause I caught me back like white team.
Time
in times, people fortune for the same damn time.
Right.
Double XLGQ vibes,
talk
same damn time.
Okay,
nigga, you don't
live
in the same
old
lane as
rhymes. I'm gassing.
I usually don't eat my words, but first go round trash, double trash. Second go round double gas. Wow.
Hey, the swagger.
Same damn time. Damn.
I mean, yeah. He's
the same
damn time.
I mean, I'm still.
Yeah, exactly. He's giving people what they love. Okay, Diddy got long money. Okay.
I can't knock the swag.
I mean, the swag is on high.
The swag on that was ferocious.
Yeah, it's on high.
Hey.
I mean, you can't deny the swag.
I mean, he shitted on everybody, including me.
But the way he did it,
I got to respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
You can't multitask. You can't do nothing.
Yeah,
at the
you
same
niggas
time.
Ain't multitasking.
Yeah,
I like the swag, Diddy. I mean,
okay, let's give it one more go round. I'm gassing. DJ? Man. Go ahead. You know you want to.
Man, I gas it, man.
Hey, so that's official.
We gassing. Same damn. Future, get off your own track.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's Diddy exactly. track now.
Yeah. Hey, Diddy and Luda, man. Hey, it's about Diddy and Luda.
Let's hit Luda verse one more time.
Yeah.
Luda is unstoppable. His money is astronomical. Tell as many records as a nigga like me that shit is just impossible. Rappers is delusional, and now they talking most shit. Anything is liable to come out of the mouth of a desperate starving.
Miss that Luda. Well, I'm glad he's coming with that story.
Any nigga that want to step up to the plate and battle will get demolished. My flows is rubbing off just like they fingernail polish. You rappers ain't got no swag. You need to kill your fucking silence.
Ooh.
They're crying to their mama. These niggas best to call their troops back like Obama.
Let's go.
Trash that the spit it didn't faze me. Matter of fact, your record label still pays me. I'm always on my grind, but I respond to three rappers at the same damn time.
That's right. He had to be talking about Phil Bob. I don't know who else he was talking about.
He said he responded to three rappers
yeah.
at the same
so
damn
it's Phil Mob and somebody else he responded.
It had to be Gucci. I mean, Jeezy.
You
had
say?
To be Jeezy, yeah. You know, they don't get along.
Yeah. Hey,
Def Jam.
I guess it's Phil Bob and Goosey. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that
because I know it was Phil
Bob.
Yeah, it was Phil Bob and then Jeezy. Same damn time.
Yeah.
Give me 16 and I'll address all of you.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Damn. That was sick.
Luda might be the best feature artist of all time, man.
Featured artist, hold on, go get a feature.
Yeah, we about to go there right now.
I said might be nah.
I could possibly give him third. I could possibly give him third.
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm talking about just feature artists. You
number want... one, bar none. No, not Wayne. Features, number one, bar none, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, bar none. Bar none. Features, Busta Rhymes is number one.
I can feel that. But I'm not.
He's in top three.
I'm not gonna put nobody else above Luda. I would not put nobody else above Luda. No, Lil Wayne.
I can't put Lil Wayne in the top three.
That's just a feature artist. I'm just talking about a feature artist. No.
Now his features aren't all bangers.
No.
Grab the mic. Get the mic. Oh damn.
They'll shoot you for that in Cali, Rob.
My fault. Okay, well, go ahead. But who did you say?
I don't even like this nigga. First and foremost.
Damn. I can't even
say that. You got to tighten up, man.
I don't even like this rapper, first and foremost. But Lil Wayne feature track is hot. Don't deny.
You putting him up in
like
the top
Luda.
Three all time?
No. I'm putting him over Luda.
No, he can't put him over Luda.
No, hell no.
Yep.
There's no way.
So Luda ripped that big crit.
I didn't hear that big crit.
Because he didn't rip it.
That's one feature.
But look at the feature with Sierra. You remember that?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Oh, you know that? The feature with Sierra? Oh. Don't make us play it. Nah.
I said no.
That was not because of Luda.
What?
That was because of Sierra dancing.
No, Luda.
In that bit, man, you remember
Luda?
Sierra got
that.
You stuck.
Chew it up, man. Wait a minute. The reason why I couldn't put Luda,
I just said he's in the top three. You cannot forget when Hov get on your track, you're solidified.
When has he let you down on the track? I mean, he's never let me
when
down.
When he gets featured.
On the feature, he's fine.
What about Yeezy?
He's fine on the feature.
Yeezy?
Yeah,
Yeezy. You got it, bro.
Not enough to be put in that category.
But Ludacris more.
Yeah, Yeezy. Yeah, Andre though
by far.
Andre is better than every single one you talking about.
No, cause Three Stacks have not done.
He hasn't done enough features.
Everyone he gets on.
I'm not gonna say. Wait. Yeah, he did.
Andre ripped everyone.
Now, I'm not saying that he is not a great.
He's one of the greatest.
Luda is known for features, but Jay and Busta Rhymes, when they featured.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at what they do, Busta Rhymes is number one.
I can't put Busta because I don't know what Busta was saying.
Absolutely.
I still don't know what Busta was saying on that Chris Brown feature.
But whatever he was ripping,
he wasn't saying
he
nothing.
He murdered it. Whatever he said, he murdered it.
What was he saying? Does anybody know what Busta was saying?
You just check out Ludaverse in this song right here.
Yeah.
You
want
to fast forward?
I'm just saying, I'm just saying,
that's what made you look.
Woo!
What Luda got?
Yeah.
I ain't never listened to the song without listening to the video.
Check it out. Southern South, get wild, old school, coming down in a different color.
Whip.
Picture perfect, you might want to take a flick. Call us Dazzy, tell him pop the bottle, because we got another hit. Want to go platinum, mama, who you should get. Ludacris,
come on, back.
Get back, trick, switch, on the lack, I'm flexing. Same price every time, hot song, double. I got sex appeal. And I keep the meanest, cleanest, baddest, spinning on stainless wheels. Could care less about your genius, I bump your status, I keep the stainless steel. Trunk rattling, what's happening, huh? I don't even think I need to see. Bass traveling, bass crackling,
huh?
Up and make the
hey!
Dirty South, we
come on, man.
Yeah!
Come on, you got to salute him,
man. I love this song. I ain't gonna lie. You got to salute him, boy. Hey, he bodied that.
Yes, he
like
did.
The way he was flipping it.
Yes,
but
he did. Yes, he did.
Right. Took his flow.
Yes, he did.
And ran with it.
You get a little feature just blowing up.
Yeah.
I give it to you. You get an Andre feature, it's going viral.
And that's the part where she crawl on top of the car and the ass be.
Yeah.
Luda.
Like I told you though, I've never listened to this song without watching the video.
Picture perfect. You might want to take a flick. Call up Dazzy. Tell him pop the bottles because we got another
Look at him.
When a platinum mama, who you should get. Ludacris on the track, get back, trick, switch on the lack, I'm flexing steel. Same price, different time, hot song, jump down because he ever got.
I ain't gonna lie, this is when I first started stalking Sierra.
Yeah.
Where is Dazzy Faith?
Man, where he need to be, nowhere.
I don't even think I need to see it. Bass traveling, bass crackling,
yeah.
Turn it up and make the speakers bleed.
Sierra the baddest in the game, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it. She the baddest
though.
In the game. Really,
remember we had that discussion.
Yeah, she the baddest in the game. She can sing a little bit, dance amazingly, body of a model. She got a body like a white girl. But she twerk like a black girl.
Yeah,
she on the twerk team, nigga.
Yeah, she's just the way.
Once again, that comment has nothing to do with talking history. That is
right.
Strictly the views of Jay Wiggs.
That's right.
No,
that wasn't me.
That was somebody else. It was a different voice.
Yeah, there it is.
Man,
I wouldn't hit her, but I let her ride to death.
Cat got to realize how bad she is.
Oh,
she's
bad.
Bad.
Who,
she's
Cassie?
Bad. She's bad.
Yeah, Cassie bad.
Sierra.
CC.
That's
Cassie,
but,
Cassie better than Sierra.
Okay.
Cassie.
Cassie.
How much time do we have left?
I don't know. We got like 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Who
left.
Knows?
Okay. This is the end of season three.
A mystery.
The end of season three. I want to thank everybody who follows the show. Appreciate it.
That's right.
You can find me at ish5014.
You can find DJ TJ at My Game Is Nice, NYCE23.
You can find Rod Lee at Rod Lee on Facebook.
Step your Twitter game.
I'm not going to give you my Facebook, but it's at JWig247 at PurpInfo at. I'm sorry, at JWig247 at PurpInfo hashtag GotPurp hashtag TakeGotPurp. All right, Rob Malik Moon, appreciate you for everything that you do. Go and give the people a shout out.
Shout out to all of the listeners worldwide, from North Pole to South Pole, Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere. All of my brothers and sisters, my
damn.
People out there in the heavens and the celestial stars.
Wow.
Different galaxies and universes.
Wow.
It's Rob Malik. Peace. Hit me back. One.
It never did get your Twitter.
You're a deep brother, man.
Yeah.
They can jump in the moons and the stars and reach you, but nowhere on earth.
Yeah.
Name ain't moon for nothing.
Hey.
Name ain't moon for nothing. For those of you who don't know how to connect to the celestials and the stars and stuff, it's at Ramalik 17.
Yeah. Shout out
at the real Will Ray.
Yeah, at the real Will Ray.
You know how I want to give at a special shout out to
T Flanagan.
He
will have a Facebook page coming up and a Twitter, so you will be able to find him on the net. T Flanagan is definitely here to stay.
T Flizzle,
maybe.
You know what I'm saying? I got to talk to his ass off air about some of his antics.
Some of his antics.
Yeah.
But I need to know what that T stands for.
Man, we got to leave it to the people. Whatever they want to think that T stands for. And with that being said, can we?
I did record it, and it was hilarious. And we're going to have to talk to him about this. But I do have the T Flanagan live from the Kardashian thing.
Okay, that's what we're gonna
Hollywood
exit
forever.
Off the season on. God
hold
bless
on,
y'all.
We go to, how much time we got left?
2 minutes.
I just want to thank all y'all brothers, man. We did 40. We've done 42-hour episodes of Talking Issue This.
Yes, sir.
40.
That's right.
We just finished up season 3, so I want to congratulate everybody, man. At the Real World, whatever.
9.
5014 at my game is nice 23 NYCE. All your boys at Rumble 17 and myself at J Wig 24/7. Man, we're gonna be coming at y'all hard. 7/11 is a new date.
Yeah. And when we come back, we about to take over.
Oh, yeah,
we mean
yeah,
business.
Yeah. We taking it to new height.
I told you,
we taking
baby,
it to new height.
That's how I do it.
T Flanagan,
T Flizzle. Yeah, I told you I didn't care if you was fat. You need to come through now. Shit, I'll put you on some of these.
Hey, T Flanagan, man, we on the air, man. What are you doing?
Bitch, I'll call you back.
Wow.
We're live. What's going on, Ish? It's your man, T Flanagan. I'm coming live to you from Hollywood Forever out here in California, where apparently the Kardashians have been on some creepy shopping spree. It says here that they're purchasing space for their dead bodies. Not just one, because this is exclusive. You know how Hollywood does it. You can tell from my surroundings that it is upscale. So that would include Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Rob, Bruce, and Chris. He doesn't care about getting a death squad. As a matter of fact, what I'm getting ready to do is go in here myself and window shop. I'm going to check it out. See what it's got. I don't suggest that any of you do this unless you're crazy. We're going to get back to you guys in the studio, man. I'm out of here. I'm signing off. It's your man, T Flanagan. Keep your head to the sky.
T Flizzle.
Go,
shout out to T Flanagan.
Go get me a death plot.
This is what
definitely
got to
bring
to
T
about.
Flanagan.
This is what we got to talk
on the next
about.
Season.
T Flizzle. No, this is what we got to talk to.
Yeah,
good man.
Yeah, he T Flanagan has to cut out this shit, man. He's going too far.
Yeah, baby girl. Yes, this is me, baby girl. I told you. Now what I was saying, I still got this shine, and girl, I can show you all these trophies, girl. I can show you all these trophies. Then you know I'm an award-winning journalist. You know, they need me on the show. They need me. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this your boy at JWig 247, and this message is brought to you by DSFENT, the one-stop shop for all your entertainment marketing needs. Make sure you check out PerpInfo.com for your latest hip-hop entertainment news. We also got an underground section, Breezy Says, you know what she says goes, for all you underground heads. So make sure you get with Breezy. Get your information out here to the people. We got fashion, politics, all that, man. But if you see something you don't like on PerpInfo.com, hit up the editor at The Real Will Ray. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. But hit him up. If we don't got it on there, we will get it. Also, make sure you listen to WPRP, for Entertainment Radio and TV. We got the main show, Talking Ish with Ish, weekdays at 9 p.m., with @ish5014 and the co-host DJ TJ at My Game Is Nice NYCE 23. Make sure you hit them boys up, man. They always got something funny for you to listen to. Hit them up 646-478-3372. And don't be surprised if you keep talking Ish with Ish in the club near you. And remember, we got the new format kicking off 7-Eleven, 24/7 radio. Stay tuned for more information. for sponsorship opportunities. Hit us up, 813-444-DSFX. That's 813-444-3739. Or shoot us an email at ads@dsfxent.com. That's ads@dsfxent.com. We got all your entertainment and marketing needs, website design, search engine optimization, business consulting, marketing plans, business plans, anything you need, man, just hit us up. DSFXENT. Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Is there something you wanted to give a shout out to?
Hello? Hey. Hello?
Yes. Good.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to give a shout out to my cousins and my brother, TJ, DJ TJ, and Ish. This is the one and only Miss Soto just calling in, just wanted to tell the boys that I was listening to the whole show and I enjoyed myself.
I appreciate you for calling, cause you know I love you. Well, hell, we might as well just get comfortable since you don't give it all away. You could have been like showed a little bit of indiscretion and pretended like you were just somebody that know us that was just watching and enjoyed themselves. But since they was at home,
say that again. Hello.
What's up? Give me an update.
On me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing good.
I mean, like you forgot you were pregnant.
No, man, I'm doing great. I mean, I'm having a little boy.
Yeah.
And I'm 5 months. Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm still up, so, you know, I'm still supported because normally I'm asleep. So, you know, I had to call in and support, and I enjoyed myself. Me and my husband, we're awake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, because I'm kind of wrapping up the show. Let your husband.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Say that again.
Nothing's wrong with jogging. There's nothing wrong
with jogging.
Yeah, I hear you.
Cut the mic off. Mute.
I can hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with jogging. Go ahead. Did you put that cup down today?
So
you ain't putting the cup down today, huh?
Hey, man, change the cup to make the show what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. You already know, bro.
I see y'all boys up there holding it down. I had to go ahead and represent and call in to support you guys. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure the next time I decide to take a jogging trip, I'm going to take you with me. But I don't think you're going to be able to keep up, though, Ish.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're going to be able to keep up. You know, I'm going to be up on here to support you. And I see y'all boys holding it down up there. You, Jeff, Tori, what's going on?
Yes, sir. Man, hey, real talk. I really appreciate y'all for calling in, man. And for listening to the show.
Well, this definitely won't be the last. Well, yeah, we'll make sure we keep on doing it, all right?
All right. Appreciate you. God bless you.
All right.
Well, I told you, baby. That's how I do it.
Put your mommy teeth in and give it what I told you in the strip club, girl.
Yeah, I told you I didn't care if you was fat. You need to come through now. Shit, I'll put you on some of these.
Hey, T. Flanagan, man. We on the air, man. What are you doing?
Programmed your brain.
Wow.
We're live. What's going on, Mr. Man T. Flanagan? I'm coming live to you from Hollywood Forever out here in California.
where apparently the Kardashians have been on some creepy shopping spree.
Did he say
there's nothing wrong with shopping? Yeah. I got stuff for you. Top scale. That was Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Rob, Bruce, and Chris. He doesn't care about getting a death plot. As a matter of fact, what I'm getting ready to do is go in here myself and Windows. I'm out. See what he's got. I don't suggest that. We're going to see you guys in the studio, and I'm out of here. I'm signing up. It's your man, T. Flanagan. Keep your head to the sky and out of your ass. Go.
Hold on. Good, man.
Yeah. All this bitch, man. Yeah, baby girl. Yes, it's me, baby girl. And I told you, now, I still got this shine. And girl, I can show you all these trophies, girl. I can show you all these trophies. Because you know I'm an award-winning journalist, you know. They need me on the show. They need me, you know.
Yeah, this your boy, AJ247, and this message is brought to you by DSFX ENT, the one-stop shop for all your entertainment marketing needs. Make sure you check out perpinfo.com for your latest hip-hop entertainment news. We also got an underground section, Breezy Says, because you know what she says goes, for all you underground heads. So make sure you get with Breezy. Get your information out here to the people. We got fashion, politics, all that, man. But if you see something you don't like on perpinfo.com, hit up the editor at The Real Will Ray. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. But hit him up. We don't got it on there. We will get it. Also, make sure you listen to WPRP, Urban Entertainment Radio and TV. We got the main show, Talking This With It. Team co-host JT at my game nice NYCE 23. Make sure you get them boys up, man. They always got something funny for you to listen to. Hit them up 646-478-3372. And don't be surprised if you see Talking Ish with Ish in the club near you. And remember, we got the new format kicking off 7-Eleven 24/7 radio. Stay tuned for more information. For sponsorship opportunities, hit us up 813-444-DSFX. That's 813-444-3739. Or shoot us an email at ads@dsfxent.com. That's ads@dsfxent.com. All your marketing needs, web design, search engine optimization, business consulting, marketing plan, business plan, anything you need, man, just hit us up. DSFX ENT. Yeah.
You have a right to make life. You're really back to make love.
romantic, isn't it? Shut up and sit down. Thank you.
jeito acabou. Boa sorte.
Hold it much longer. It's getting stronger. tomorrow. Just another day. God's in the essence, say goodbye. Bring on the night. I couldn't stand another hour of daylight. Bring on the night. I couldn't stand another hour of daylight. The future is not a question mark. The haze above my head is in the dark. Can't see for the brightness, staring me blind. God, we have to say goodbye.
get down on the dance floor. I knew that you were the one. I need you next to me, baby. We started out as friends. I'm
Thank you. somebody.